This is the Aviat Merli of the 9th of November 2025, original date 30th of November 2007. While bringing the powers of truth and purity into your form, keep a balance of being a child and a master. Today, the true father, the true teacher, and the Satguru is seeing everywhere his children who are embodiments of truth and embodiments of power. Because the power of truth is the most elevated, the basis of the power of truth is complete purity. Let there be no name or trace of impurity in your thoughts, words, actions, relationships, connections, or even in your dreams. What is visible in the practical form of such purity? Divinity is clearly visible on the face and in the behavior of such pure souls. In their eyes they have a spiritual sparkle, on their faces there is always cheerfulness, and in their behavior, in their every step, they are karma yogis like the Father. All of you are following the path of truth, Satyavadi, through the true Father at this time. Many people in the world say that they are following the path of truth, and they also speak the truth. But only complete purity is the true power of truth, and all of you are becoming that at this time, in this confluence age. The elevated attainments of this confluence age are the power of truth and the power of purity, and the attainments of these are that all of you Brahmins will be deities in the golden age, and be pure in terms of both the soul and the body. Throughout the whole world cycle, no other souls become pure, both in terms of the soul and the body. They become pure in terms of the soul, but they don't receive a pure body. So, at this time, all of you are imbibing such complete purity. You say with spiritual intoxication. Do you remember what you say with that spiritual intoxication? Remember that. All of you say from your hearts and from your experience that purity is your birthright. A birthright is attained easily because in order to attain purity and truth, all of you have first of all recognized your true form of a soul. You have recognized your true father, teacher, and Satguru. You have recognized him and attained him. Until someone recognizes his true form and true father, he cannot attain complete purity or the power of truth. All of you have the experience of the powers of truth and purity, do you not? Are you experienced? Are you experienced? Those people try to experience it, but they are neither able to know their own accurate form, nor the form of the true Father accurately. However, through the experience of this time, all of you have imbibed purity so easily that the reward of the attainment of this time is that the purity of the deities is natural and their nature. Only you receive the experience of such a natural nature. Therefore, check whether you have made the powers of purity and truth your natural nature. What do you think? Those who believe that purity is your birthright, raise your hands. Is it your birthright, or do you have to make effort for it? You don't have to make effort for it, do you? It is easy, is it not? A birthright is attained easily. You don't have to make effort for it. People of the world think that it is impossible, whereas you have made the impossible possible and easy. New children who have come here for the first time, raise your hands. Acha. Those who are new children, congratulations to you new ones who have come here for the first time. Because Bhaktada says, although you have come late, you have not come here too late. The new children have received the blessing from Bhaktada that those who have come last can make fast effort and come in the first division. Not the first number, but you can come in the first division. So do you new children have that much courage? Those who will come first, raise your hands. Be careful, your hands are being shown on the TV. Acha, you have courage. Congratulations for your courage. Because it is when you have courage that you definitely have the Father's help and the good wishes and pure feelings of the whole Brahmin family are also with all of you. Therefore, all of you new ones who have come here for the first time, accept multi-million times congratulations, 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 for the second time from Bhaktada and the family. All of you are also happy seeing those who have come here for the first time, are you not? Souls who had become separated have once again become part of their family. Bhaktada is happy, and all of you are also happy. In the subtle region, Bhaktada, together with Daddy, saw a result. What result did they see? All of you know and accept that you are masters and children, do you not? You are masters and also children. Are all of you this? Raise your hands. Consider it carefully before you raise it, not just like that. Baba will take account of it, will he not? Acha, put your hands down. Bhaktada saw that you easily have the faith and intoxication of being a child, because all of you are called Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. It is because you are the children that you are called Brahma Kumars and Kumaris, and you have the awareness throughout the day of only my Baba, my Baba. But you then also forget him. However, you remember him again and again. In doing service too, the words Baba, Baba emerge through your lips naturally. If the word Baba does not emerge through your lips, then this knowledge doesn't have any impact at all. The impact of whatever service you do, lectures you give, courses you give on the different topics, the practical form and the practical proof of that true service is that those who listen to you experience that they too belong to Baba. Let the words Baba, Baba emerge from their lips too. They should not say, there is some power or this is good, but let them experience my Baba. This is said to be the practical fruit of service. You have very good intoxication and faith of being a child. However, the intoxication and faith of being a master is number wise. The intoxication, visible in your practical behavior and on your face, of being a master is less than that of being a child. Sometimes it is visible, and at other times it is less visible. In fact, you are double masters. One, you are masters of the Father's treasures. All of you are masters of the treasures, are you not? The Father has given all of you the same treasures. It is not that he has given 100,000 to some and 1,000 to others. He has given everyone all the treasures in an unlimited way, because the Father has unlimited treasures. He doesn't have anything less. Therefore, Bhaktada has given everyone all the treasures, and he has given everyone the same amount of treasures. 2. You are the masters of self-sovereignty. This is why Bhaktada says with intoxication that each one of his children is a king child, Raja Bhakcha. So you are king children, are you not? You are not subjects, are you? Are you Raja Yogis or Praja subject yogis? You are Raja Yogis, are you not? So you are the masters of self-sovereignty. However, together with Daddy, Bhaktada saw the result. The extent of the intoxication of being a master is less than the intoxication of being a child. Why? If you constantly have the intoxication of the authority of being a master, then the problems and obstacles that you have now and again would not be able to come. It has been seen that the particular cause of problems and obstacles is your mind. It is your mind that has upheavals, and this is why the great mantra from Bhaktada is Man Manabhav. Focus your mind on me. It is not Tan Manabhav, focus your body, or Dan Manabhav, focus your wealth. It is Man Manabhav. If you have the authority of self-sovereignty, then your mind is not your master. Your mind is your servant, not your ruler. A king means one who has the authority. Those who are dependent are not said to be kings. So what result did Baba see? I, the master, the one who has a right to the kingdom, am the master of my mind. You do not have this awareness and this constant stage of soul consciousness. It is the first lesson. What was the first lesson that all of you had? I am a soul. The lesson of God is the second lesson. However, the first lesson is, I, the master, the king, am a soul who has authority over these physical organs. I am a powerful soul. All the powers are my original qualities of the soul. To maintain this awareness in a natural way of whatever I am and however I am in my way of walking, moving, and to give the experience of that in my face, to step away from problems. But Dada saw that more attention needs to be paid to all of this. I am not just a soul, but what type of soul am I? If you keep this in your awareness, then for a soul who is a master almighty authority, no problem or obstacle has any power to come in front of such a soul. Even now, in the result, Baba saw that one problem or obstacle or another is visible. You know it, but the practical form of faith in the form of spiritual intoxication in your behavior and on your face has to be revealed even more. For this, repeatedly check the intoxication of being a master. To check is a matter of a second. When performing actions, before you begin to perform any action, check, Am I a soul who has the authority of being a master, who makes my physical organs perform actions with my controlling power and ruling power? Or did I just begin to perform actions in an ordinary way? There is a big difference between beginning to perform any action while being an embodiment of remembrance and beginning to perform any action while having an ordinary stage. When those with limited positions carry out their tasks, they begin those tasks after sitting on their seats for carrying out that task. In the same way, remain seated on your seat of having the authority of being a master, and then perform every action. Increase the checking of the authority of your being the master. The sign of that, the sign of having the authority of being the master, is that you will be double light and experience happiness in every task, and you will easily experience success as a result. In some cases, even now, instead of being an authority, you become dependent. What is the sign of dependence that is visible? Again and again you say, my sanskars. I don't want it to happen, but these are my sanskars. This is my nature. Bhaktada asked you earlier too, that when you say, my sanskars, my nature, whether those sanskars of weakness are your sanskars. Are they yours? They are the sanskars of Ravan, of the middle period. They are Ravan's gift. To say it is mine for that is wrong. Whatever are the father's sanskars are your sanskars. Think, at that time when you say, mine, mine, they become the authority, and you become dependent. If you want to become equal to the Father, then you can't say, my sanskars. Whatever are the Father's sanskars are my sanskars. What are the Father's sanskars? A world benefactor, the one who has good wishes and pure feelings. So at that time, bring the Father's sanskars in front of you. Your aim is to become equal to the Father, and the qualifications that remain are Ravan's. So it becomes mixed. Some good sanskars of the Father and some of your sanskars of the past. Therefore, when the two remain mixed, there continues to be conflict. How are sanskars created? All of you know that, do you not? Sanskars are created with the thoughts and activity of your mind and intellect. First the mind creates the thoughts, and then the intellect cooperates, so that good or bad sanskars are then created. So together with Dadiji, Bhaktada saw the result of how, in comparison with being a child, the intoxication of having that nature and naturally being a master is lacking. Bhaktada sees that that is why you begin to battle in order to find a solution. You are Brahmins, but every now and then you become warriors. So do not become warriors. You have to become Brahmins who are to become deities. There are many who are to come, who will become warriors. They will come later. But you are the souls who have authority. So did you hear the result? Therefore you repeatedly have to bring, who am I, into your awareness. Do not think I am that anyway, but become an embodiment of that awareness. Is that all right? Acha, you have been told the result. Now finish and make others finish, even mentioning problems, obstacles, upheavals, wasteful thoughts, wasteful actions, wasteful relationships, and wasteful awareness. Is that all right? Will you do this? Will you? Those of you who raise your hands, do so with determination. This raising of hands has also become common. Therefore, Baba is not asking you to raise your hands. Raise the hand of determination in your mind. Raise it in your mind, not your physical hand. Baba has seen a lot of that. Only when all your hands of the mind are raised with determination will everyone's hand of happiness be raised in every corner of the world, and they will say, "Our Father, the bestower of happiness, the bestower of peace has come." You have taken on the responsibility of revealing the Father, have you not? Have you taken on this responsibility firmly? Have you teachers taken this responsibility? Acha. Have you Pandavas taken on this responsibility firmly? Acha. Have you fixed a date? Have you not fixed your date? How much time do you need? 1 year? 2 years? How many years do you need? Bapdada told you earlier that each one of you, with your own effort and according to your capacity, according to your natural way of walking or flying, need to fix a date for yourself to become complete. Bapdada would only say, "You must do it now." But fix your date for becoming complete according to your capacity and according to your effort. Then from time to time check whether progress is taking place in the stage of your mind, in your stage of speaking, and in the stage of your relationships and connections. Because when you fix a date, your attention is automatically drawn to that. Baba has received messages from everywhere and from everyone. Baba has also received emails. Bapdada receives your email even before the physical email reaches him. The email of thoughts of your heart is very fast. That reaches here first. Those who have sent their love and remembrance and news of their stage and their service, Bapdada has accepted all of that. All of you have sent love and remembrance with a lot of zeal and enthusiasm. So whether from abroad or from this land, Bapdada is giving all of you in return love and remembrance, and also giving the Sakash of love and power, along with blessings from the heart. Acha. You have heard everything. You find it easy to hear everything. In the same way, go into the stage of sweet silence, beyond hearing anything. Whenever you want, for as long as you want, become a master, and in particular, first become the master of your mind. This is why it is said that those who conquer the mind conquer the world. Now that you have heard and seen, can you souls become the kings and control your minds, intellects and sanskars? Become the master of your mind, intellect and sanskars, and order them to be in sweet silence. So, do you experience that by ordering them and having authority over the three, that they are able to remain under your orders? Now stabilize in the stage of being the authority. Bapdada conducted drill. Acha. To all you children everywhere who constantly maintain your self-respect, to those who are embodiments of the power of truth, to those who are embodiments of success through purity, to those who are experienced in constantly being unshakable and having an immovable stage of being self-transformers and world-transformers, to those who with their stage of having authority enable all souls to claim their rights from the Father, to all of Bapdada's lucky and lovely souls everywhere, please accept God's love, remembrance and blessings from the heart, and namaste to Bapdada's sweetest children. Blessing. May you claim a right to an elevated status by transforming yourself and becoming an image of support for the world. In order for you to attain an elevated status, Bapdada's teachings are: children, each of you must transform yourself. Instead of transforming yourself, when you think about or have thoughts about transforming a situation or other souls, or think that you must receive some salvation, cooperation or support, and you would then transform yourself, when you transform yourself on the basis of some support, your reward would also depend on some support. This is because, however many you take support from, your account of accumulation will accordingly be shared between that many. Therefore, constantly have the aim that you have to transform yourself into being an image of support for the world. Slogan: by having zeal and enthusiasm and elevated thoughts in every gathering, success is already guaranteed. Aviat signal: increase the practice of the bodiless stage, Ashariri and Videhi. When someone is weak, he is given glucose to give him energy. In the same way, when you consider yourself to be a bodiless soul, detached from your body, this stage of a detached observer works to fill you with power. For as long as you have the stage of a detached observer, you will also remember the Father, your companion. That is, you will have his company. Om Shanti.